The wilderness bill is part of the federal budget bill. The only step left is the expected approval of President Bush. Apostle Islands National Lakeshore Superintendent Bob Kermanocker says this is an important accomplishment to protect the island's natural state without changing the way the Park Service operates now, especially since we're not seeing a lot of areas getting that wilderness designation.
We're not. Wilderness has become a controversial issue, sometimes deservedly and often because of misunderstandings. I think what makes this unusual and what certainly contributed to its rapid success in the Congress is the fact that we had done a pretty good job, I guess, of communicating with the public, addressing the concerns, and we had overwhelming public support, and it was across the political spectrum.
The designation exempts three islands, the lighthouses and historic structures, the water of Lake Superior, and the mainland section on the Bayfield Peninsula. Kermanocker says only an act of Congress could overturn this once it's signed into law.
We assume that this is a forever designation.
A less publicized change will be to name the new wilderness area after former Wisconsin Governor and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson. Nelson championed the bill to make the Apostle Islands a national park.
He was a great advocate for protecting this place in perpetuity for the people of Wisconsin and the United States.
About 170,000 people visited the Apostle Islands this year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.